This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The man who was live streaming at the mass shooting at the Table Mesa King Supers last year has been found not guilty of police obstruction. CPR's Lucretia Wembley reports that Dean Schiller was broadcasting the police response on his YouTube page.
Police say Schiller ignored 60 commands to move away from the store for almost 2 hours. Prosecutors on Thursday argued that he got in the way of police efforts to save lives. His lawyers say he was trying to inform the public of what was happening by recording. Schiller is an independent journalist and says he's also grieving the loss of a friend who was among 10 people killed in the shooting. In July, a Denver U.S. appeals court ruled that people are protected by the First Amendment to record police while they work. A judge in Arizona recently made a similar ruling. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
A group of Colorado's congressional members are calling on an independent investigation into the death of a Nicaraguan man at an ICE facility in Aurora. Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza died earlier this month while waiting to be removed from the country. Congressman Jason Crow and U.S. Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper have sent a letter to the Inspector General about poor conditions at the private detention center. A class action lawsuit alleging forced labor and unjust conditions has also been filed and is set to go to trial. This is CPR News. In Denver, it's 42 degrees, Vail 34, Ridgeway 33. It's 4:06.